You're listening to AgriTalk. Time now to resume the conversation. Here's Mike Adams.
And joining us is Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator, thanks as always for being with us on AgriTalk.
Hey, I'd be on here every day if you wanted me, but I maybe I couldn't be on every day, but I'm glad to be on as often as you want me.
We appreciate it. Well, you continue to call for very close scrutiny of these proposed ag mergers. What are your main concerns?
Well, simple rule of economics. I think when you have less producers, when you have less businesses, and in this case, it's probably big corporations, but it doesn't matter. Less competition, higher prices. That's at least where you start, and I think that's a fundamental economic principle that's behind what I do. Beyond that, then. We have laws about protecting consumers. Those antitrust laws, I always notify the Justice Department. I expect the antitrust laws to be enforced, and I'm going to be watching if they're doing it and if they're taking everything into consideration. If they aren't, then, of course, I could call a hearing before the Judiciary Committee, or in the case of agriculture, Senator Roberts could call such a hearing. And that's going to be based upon what do I hear from the grassroots of Iowans, because I'm working for Iowans. But I'd also listen to agriculture people in other states. Are they concerned about it? That would bring additional emphasis to it. But I think another reason getting involved with strictly agricultural issues, although what I've told you so far would apply to any merger, agriculture and non-agriculture. But with agriculture, I always feel like there's a lack of understanding of agriculture and how the antitrust laws ought to be enforced in agriculture as opposed to a lot of other segments of the economy, just because I basically feel that the Department of Justice has an ignorance of agriculture or a lack of information or lack of concern, however you want to say it.
You see this as a lengthy process, and has it started already?
Well, I suppose it doesn't really start until the companies agree to merger. So in the case of Dow DuPont, yes. In the case of Monsanto and in the case of Chem China, I don't know where those are right now. But they got to be consummated before there's a concern about the merger. Well, for instance, Monsanto Syngenta didn't go through last year, so that ended it.
Mm-hmm. Once that process starts, though, is that going to be lengthy, you think?
We've
got a lot of people now involved in the process.
Yeah, I think it is lengthy, yes. And it ought to be lengthy.
All right, so we'll see. Obviously, there's scrutiny going on in other countries on these deals as well. We're talking with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. All right, a couple of the votes this week in Congress. The House Appropriations Committee voted to approve an FY 2017 spending bill that included a provision that would block EPA from implementing waters of the U.S., and the Senate Interior Environment Appropriations Subcommittee passed its FY 2017 spending bill, which also contains a rider to block waters of the U.S. Senator Grassley, will that hold, or do you think those get overturned?
I don't think they'll be overturned if it gets to the floor of the House and Senate. I think you're going to have a threat of a presidential veto, because that's what kept it from being part of the omnibus appropriation bill before Christmas for the year we're in. But I surely support it. And as Iowans tell me when they come to my town meetings, if I hear from farmers at town meetings, I hear more against waters of the U.S. than any other issue dealing with agriculture. So we're considering a possibility of a presidential veto. We're sure thankful that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in and put on a national temporary injunction against it. And I hope that that lasts until it gets to the Supreme Court. And it takes a couple years to get things to the Supreme Court. So effectively, it won't be causing problems for farmers yet. But let me suggest this to you. Even without waters of the U.S., you can find the Army Corps of Engineers and maybe EPA as well creating problems for farmers now with wetlands issues. Just recently, the Supreme Court, and it kind of surprised me, it was an 8-0 decision. It was on a procedural issue, but a person that was having trouble with the EPA the Corps of Engineers, the court said 8-0 that you're entitled to a hearing in court before you apply for a permit to the Corps of Engineers. The Corps was taking a position they couldn't be sued until you spent tens of thousands of dollars to get a permit. So there may be some hope out there, regardless of who's president, that we're going to be able to stop this waters of the U.S.
You mentioned the Supreme Court. Looks like it will go into next year before that vacancy is filled. How do you see that proceeding?
Well, just as you said, because a majority of the Senate feel that the people ought to have a voice along the lines of what's been expressed by senators for 30 years, that we want to make sure that the people have a voice and whoever's elected president is going to fill this vacancy. And for me, as a person who wants a strict constructionist on the Supreme Court, in other words, somebody that does what the court's supposed to do under our Constitution, interpret law rather than make law, and because it's Congress's job to make law, then that's what I want. And I think if you go with the gentleman Obama appointed or somebody that Hillary Clinton might appoint, you're going to more apt to get people that want to make law and become super legislators. You can't vote them out of office because they got lifetime appointments. The reason Congress ought to be making the law is because you can vote congressmen out if you don't like the law they make. So we want the court to be very strict in the construction of the statute and the Constitution.
So we'll wait for a new president and wait for a nominee. We keep hearing that there's some kind of a deal on GMO labeling that's close, but we don't seem to get that deal yet. What are you hearing? Are they close?
I would, unless it's happened in the last 24 hours, no. And let me tell you, there's hardly a day goes by that there isn't a delegation from Iowa in my office that brings up the GMO issue. And I wish that I could vote for a bill that would stop the Vermont law from going into effect, but I have been in touch with the two senators, one Republican, one Democrat, negotiating it, and I don't think progress is being made. And it's too bad that the people that don't want to stall the Vermont law are acting in an emotional, non-scientific way, as opposed, in other words, if you're going to label something that ought to inform a consumer, it ought to be based on strict science. And of course, GMO has had strict science applied to it by 3 or 4 different government agencies, and I don't know how much more you need. And even in in countries outside the United States, it's had approval.
And let me ask you about TPP. Do you think there'll be a vote in the lame duck session on TPP?
I think the president would like to have it. I would like to have a vote, but I can't. It's got to be put before the Congress 90 days before we can vote on it, so the public can get involved in the discussion of it. And it's difficult for me to see President Obama, even though he wants it very bad, putting it on the agenda in mid-October, right in the middle of the presidential election when Hillary Clinton's against it. But he may do that. If he does it, then there's hope to get it done. If he doesn't do it, then, you know, when you got two candidates for president and they're both say they're against it or they want to renegotiate it, then that's not good news. And Congress can't act on it until the president submits it. So we might want to act, but we can't act until after that 90 days that it's submitted to Congress.
What do your constituents tell you? What are you hearing from folks in Iowa on TPP?
Yesterday, big manufacturers, it was yes. Every commodity group, it's yes. And I haven't heard specifically from financial services, but my guess is they'd say the same thing. But it also has an international geopolitical consideration, and that is these 11 countries of Asia, they want the United States to get this thing approved, and if we don't approve it soon, they may turn to China because they fear China if we don't have the United States as an economic offset to the second largest economy in the world, China.
Senator, as always, thank you for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Iowa Senator for the Washington Update.